in a giant hangar in Bedford, the largest aircraft in the world is having some finishing touches. This fin is a fresh addition, next up, another engine. This is the Airlander 10. The 92-metre-long aircraft will have its first test flight in just a few weeks.
It's the culmination of more than 40 years of research, but whatever you do, don't call it an airship.
It's not an airship. It's a mix between an aeroplane, an airship with a bit of helicopter thrown in. It uses the absolute latest materials. It's got the latest fly-by-light technology and the latest avionics and the latest computer software. It's very much an aircraft for the 21st century.
The Airlander was originally developed for the US military as a surveillance craft. This was a successful test flight, but the Department of Defense abandoned the idea, and hybrid air vehicles reworked the blimp as a commercial venture. It will fly for 5 days, cruising at 80 knots at 20,000 feet, and it could carry 48 passengers. Unlike traditional airships, the Airlander has no internal structure, but it comes rigid through being filled with helium at just above atmospheric pressure. This hangar is where British airships three times as long as the Airlander were built in the 20s and 30s. The Hindenburg disaster and the advent of faster airplanes made airships fall out of fashion. The Airlander is a nice example of how technologies renew themselves. The airship is an idea a century old, going back to the Zeppelin, but new techniques like computer-aided design and engineered materials give you this. It's a giant aircraft, but it's green, it's quiet, it can carry a lot, and it can go a lot further than other aircraft.
This one is set up to go maximum 65. Sort of things,
which because the Airlander can take off and land on most surfaces, including water, and doesn't need a runway, the company thinks it will be useful for cargo in hard-to-reach places, for leisure cruises, and for research.
We are not talking about a mass-market product here. We're talking about something highly specialist. It will be very useful for those who need it, but the number of companies and organisations that are going to need something as specialist as this are not large in number.
There's no escaping the fact that the Airlander 10 does look rather bottom-like, but the future of aviation comes in all shapes and sizes. Tom Cheshire, Sky News.